Well, how about that? I mean, we don't have a few things to talk about from over the weekend, including, you heard right there, the Marlins sweep the Yankees after just a wild, wild Friday night. The 13-12 comeback with a 2-0. Ramirez, who, by the way, traded part of the trade with the Yankees, hits 2 solo home runs. And then Stowers with a 3-run homer, helped 7-3 win yesterday, really dominated yesterday, actually, get all three games. And one of the biggest series win sweeps in a long, long time for this Marlins team that was once 16 games below 500, now back to 500. Just a crazy, crazy story. Zach Seeler got his money. We're going to get into all that stuff. We got a lot of stuff to get to here. Woody's back. You haven't heard that voice for a couple weeks. So Wood's back with us after a little vacation with the kids. A little work in there with North Carolina. A little work up there. Welcome back.
That was good. That was a good trip up there, man.
Then took the kids. You had to do the Disney World thing, right?
We did do Disney World. That was not as good.
But you got to do it.
I understand.
We've all done it. I did it when it was like 30 degrees one trip, and it was great because it was empty.
I would have traded 30 for 100.
Yeah, no. Yeah, and we've been there when it's friggin', and the kids are like want to be picked up and carry me and like, oh, man, oh, it's too hot. I think a lot of people allow coolers in there now,
so it helps a little bit.
But. Okay.
You know how that goes.
Well, we've got a lot of stuff going on here this morning that we'll be getting to here, and a lot of good to have you back, Woody. It was a fun last couple weeks. There was actually a lot of stuff going on that we're going to get to. But hey, besides that, Marlins win, and the skipper will join us in the 9 o'clock hour. Let him get a little sleep, a little celebration after last night. Really, no time to rest because they've got another really good team coming in the Houston Astros, who are also playing really good baseball. But not too many teams better than the Marlins right now. They have just played their ass off. Top to bottom, clean baseball. By the way, the Yankees could be one of the dumbest teams. You talk about a payroll of almost $300 million a year and make more stupid plays, do more dumb things. Every time you watch the highlights, they do something really, really stupid. It's just incredible to watch. Do you see Jazz? You see the dumbass move he made?
When he stood there and waited to see if
stood
the ball
there. Yeah, and by the way, that's a new one. He got just far enough. He said, well, I wanted to get far enough because they were going to drop the ball and try to get me at second. I want to get in a position if the ball bounced up high enough off the infield. And so what happens? He ends up getting doubled up. They catch it, throw to first. He gets doubled up. And I got to tell you, Jeter and A-Rod on the broadcast on National Game, they just ripped them.
Yeah.
Just ripped them. Like, what is going on? They play crappy. They don't have fundamentals. Meanwhile, this team is like everything, right? Hit cutoff guys to just make all the right plays. It's so refreshing. And you just feel like this baseball team, they're getting everything possible out of these guys. And honestly, outside of Stowers and Alcantara, people still don't know a lot about this team. They don't know about Perez and Cabrera pitching. They don't know about some of the other pieces. Meanwhile, they brought like three guys up from the minors, got their first hits here recently. So it's been a hell of a story, man. I hope people nationally, I get it, they're only back to 500, and 500 doesn't turn people on. But boy, from where they've been to where they are right now, what a story here to start the
Wait
morning.
Wait a second, though. This has to be enough to get. Like, if you're going to go to the games, like, this is the time, no? I mean, this is a little experiment.
Well, I will tell you, it was good to see. I go by the top stories in sports, and the Marlins sweeping the Yankees is up there.
You know, I think the Yankees probably have a little bit to do with that.
Yeah, well, they're getting blasted for being. They're not giving the Marlins credit. Yeah. They're ripping the.
Well, unfortunately, the Yankees, they had a lot of time to kill on that that Fox show. They had a little mishap, I think.
Oh my God!
At that racetrack,
the racetrack
game.
Disaster.
Did you see? You would have liked this. Did you see? They ran out of hot dog buns,
no.
And people were holding up the hot dogs.
But they get half price on it.
They ran out of buns, so they were just serving the dogs.
Yeah.
It looked like an Orange Bowl type
situation. Hey, man, everybody's trying to juice their game up, right?
Yeah.
Playing different places, doing different things, and that was a disaster.
We need to keep doing these things, by the way? Do we need to keep moving games to bigger stadiums so we can see how many people we can pack into a game?
I don't know. Yes, they're going to continue to do that. They are.
Boy, the weather did not cooperate.
Hey, man, I hope the Panthers are going to try that. They're going to be doing it down here. I hope they got that thing figured out.
That thing has disaster written all over it, right?
It does not have a good feel to it. And the Panthers, everything they've done, unless Bill Zito's putting it together, then it works. If Bill Zito's in charge, then
I'm guessing
somehow it like snows for the first time.
I was thinking
something
about that game the other day. Like, I mean, obviously they're going to keep the roof closed, I would assume, right?
Yes. Yes.
You get unlucky. It's one of those 90-degree windy days.
Yeah, no, for sure. Hey, so, really good news, and the best news is Zach Sealer getting that 3 years, $67 million, $44 million guaranteed on the extension. He did everything right, man. Was at every practice. Was it 10 practices? He was there for all of them, stayed, did all the drills. Out in front with all the young guys, all the rookies, including the three draft picks, Grant Phillips and Biggers, that they have on the team and getting ready to play. The front seven looks like they're going to be really, really friggin' good. And he's a big piece of it right in the middle off of what he's been able to do. So I just wanted to say that and all the things that have been so great with Zach. And if there's a guy that's been through it all, he didn't do the hold out. He didn't do the hold in. He just went in and he went to work. He said, that's my way of doing it. He didn't take a shot at anybody else. He said, I felt strongly about it. Appreciation for everything he's done coming out of Ferris State as a walk-on, released by the Baltimore Ravens, and finds himself now with another contract that really sets him up for life. I mean, He's the kind of guy that has now, when this is done and the guarantees and stuff come in, and by the way, they don't just do it because they like guys or they do it the right way. They do it because you're friggin' really good, and he has been back-to-back years of double-digit sacks and importance of the leadership. So I think everybody, that's one of those that everybody goes, hey, man, if there's a guy that deserves it, well, I mean, there's a few more of us would like to get, you know, extension soon, but hey, man, that guy has laid it on the line. There's no question about that. He has been really, really good. So anyway, we've got besides all that stuff, we're going to be getting to. We got a lot of news out of practice all weekend. So I had a hell of a weekend. I would go to God bless my wife. She's a great sport. I went to practice both Saturday and Sunday, and then sat around and watched Yankee games.
What does she do during all this?
I don't know. We had some people over, and she was like,
and you just
can you turn
baseball?
It down at least? Yeah, I'll turn it down. One eye, hey, can you mind looking and talking to everybody while they're, yeah, okay. Well, listen, man, when you got that, and especially after that first night of where that comeback, oh my God, was just fantastic. Looked like they might get blown out early, down six, and then still down like 9-4, and then all the way back and win the game with 3 in the 9th is just incredible. So a lot of really good stuff going on. Hey, we've got all kinds of Dolphin news. Will the 5 starting offensive linemen ever get a chance to play together? Gosh, I just hope so. In September, Austin Jackson's supposed to be back for the opener at right tackle. He's going to be out a couple of weeks, so that's the good and bad news. But, we just have not had our starting 5 offensive linemen, which I think can be a really, really good offensive line, one of the better offensive lines we've had. And so now it's time for guys that people don't think very much of, and Larry Borum, Keon Smith, and Jackson Carman to get their chances at right tackle to show what they can do. And they brought in some more guys. I saw they brought in Jermaine Ifedi, 31-year-old offensive tackle, another guy to come in here who's got a whole bunch of starts and see what he has, and they're just going to be bringing guys in. And then my gut feeling is at some point when all the cuts are made and somebody looks like they got a better player than we do, and if they're not getting rid of them and they have enough and they look to be a little stacked at the tackle position, we either try to trade for a guy or we try to pick somebody up off of somebody's practice squad. And there could be a few of those. There could be one at cornerback position. There could be one on the offensive line, maybe two on the offensive line as they come together with this thing. And this is a big week, man. This is all of a sudden you go from practicing against each other, and we'll do a couple more before you leave. And then they'll be practicing against Chicago this weekend. And then
did you happen to see the little video clip that came out from the Bears?
No.
They were practicing in their stadium over the weekend. They had Caleb Williams rolled out and just like lobbed one up to the other team.
To his defense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were ripping him pretty good.
Well,
hey, that guy's got some pressure, huh?
Oh, listen, man. But between
the other guy played last
I've actually year? Not even looked at that situation, but the situation I looked at is this situation with the Colts at quarterback. It's like, can somebody show some you gotta beat
Hey, we were talking
guys.
About that game yesterday.
You friggin' gotta beat that team. They are begging you with that quarterback play they're getting.
Yep.
They're like, one of you two, we don't even care. You're both first-round picks, high first-round picks. One of you, just show some consistency. That's all we want. We know we can hand off and run the ball a little bit. We need somebody that can throw it, that we can trust.
I get that the Dolphins have some weaknesses, but that team seems like a mess.
Well, listen, right? I will tell you, yes. And Woody, it's been a
real— I can't believe they're not favored going into that game.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
Game. Maybe it'll change.
Yeah, maybe it'll change as things go on over a couple weeks. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I know it doesn't matter.
I know. You're just giving me the spread because that's
all
what
that
you
matters,
do. When you've been gone 2 weeks, you still come back and hit me with the spread right off the bat. But
we're getting close.
Besides all that, there have been a lot of guys that have had really good camps. I've actually enjoyed the practices. And I know everybody's focused on the cornerback position where Storm Duck looks right now. If somebody would have told me Storm Duck was going to be your number one cornerback, you know, I didn't see that one coming. And he's had himself a good camp. He's taken advantage of his opportunities. And so now they got to get the rest, some more of these guys going. Sheffield, Armstrong look like they've been playing a lot. Mike Hilton's been playing a lot. And I'm guessing at some point Jack Jones is going to make a move here and get his chances as well to show that he can still play. All right, so anyway, we got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. It's all wild stuff. I don't know if anybody saw the 200-meter United States 200.
You showed us this morning.
Yeah, wild. Bad blood. Love those guys. Love the ego of fast dudes.
Is that thing ever going to catch on?
No.
Get popular here?
No.
It had a chance with that show.
No. A lot of things I like don't get popular.
Your tennis is blowing up.
No, tennis not blowing up.
Yeah, it is. They had huge ratings.
Okay.
You and a few others watched.
All right. You got your little shot in there, guy that's been gone for two weeks.
No, you guys actually did well with Wimbledon.
You know, I don't need. You know what? I kind
of
like my break from you now. After I said all those nice things to you, I kind of like a break from you for a couple weeks.
Golf yesterday, I think there was some golf.
I didn't watch that golf. That was a golf warm up before the playoffs started. Yeah, that was. I don't know if you saw the names on that.
No good.
A lot of guys said, I'm going to go ahead and take one more week off here. You don't want to be the last event before the playoffs.
Gotcha.
I'm not sure you want to be that event in Palm Beach either because nobody plays in that thing. But it's amazing that, that event, guys go, we're going to practice a little extra here before we play for all that money over the next few weeks coming up here. Hey, speaking of all that, I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers this morning. Never gets old when you talk about South Florida Chevy dealers. Man, I want to let you know the products are fantastic. The SUV family is unbelievable. I know the kids are getting ready to go back to school. And I also know people are taking that last vacation before the kids hit back to school. Public, private school, really doesn't matter. You want to stay out of the airports, but you still want to take a little trip. Well, we might as well call it a Chevy SUV trip for you because we got some great SUVs. If you're looking to have the family together and want to go to the West Coast, head down to the Keys for a few days, do a little boating, or heading up to North Carolina, hit those mountains one last time. Enjoy yourself at one of your favorite lakes. You can't go wrong at your South Florida Chevy dealers, the all-new Equinox. Man, it is fantastic. It's got convenient driver tech. It's got an unbelievable look and plenty of room for you and the whole family. And by the way, not only do we have the Equinox, we got the electric Equinox as well, which has been smoking hot. 2025 Traverse, I caught right under that Joe Tahoe that I love so much, is that Traverse, and it is on fire. It's going to be moving up the ladder because it is a nice, comfortable SUV with all the space you need. Boy, I'll tell you what, and a look that is ridiculous right now. So I'm not always talking about Tahoes and Suburbans, our big boys, but they do have a lot of space to them. And hey, how about a Silverado truck before I check out here in a second? Silverado trucks, man, it's like they've custom made a Silverado truck for your enjoyment, your pleasure, and your work. Check it out. See your South Florida Chevy dealers today for outstanding offers and convenient locations right here in South Florida. All right, welcome back, and happy Monday morning to everybody. Man, I couldn't wait to come in today. I'm not kidding. I was so juiced up. First of all, seeing Zach Seeler, I thought it was a great move by the organization. Had to be done. I mean, it was a no-brainer. If there was a guy, and I know what they did a year ago, and I get that the team couldn't have been excited about what happened last year with the amount of money they spent. And the results from it. I understand. But to give Zach Seeler 3 years, $67 million, $44 million guaranteed in the extension, his importance to the team. And then he just did something that, honestly, nobody else is doing in this situation. The guy showed up. All 10 practices. He didn't do, what do they call it, hold in, hold out, hold part-time, hold it on the side. You know, he didn't do a bunch of, he looks like he's a little upset today. That guy went out and worked the whole time, 10 days. Had that group, the defensive line group, in front of us for a lot of the practices. There he is over there with Benito Jones and all the rest of the guys, Grant and Phillips and Biggers, the three defensive line that we just drafted that are really important to the future, and future being as in a few weeks to get ready to go. And he's out there working with them, hands. They're asking questions, which is they should be. I always like when I see young guys wanting to get better and asking questions and all those things. So, I don't want to make a big deal about it. Everybody knows the background. He wasn't a first-round pick, but he comes from a small school. He's been cut. He's been through that road. That road's a tough one. You get picked up, you don't know if they're going to pick you up and put you on a practice squad or going to put you on an active squad, if they're going to play, if you're going to stand over on the sideline as a 53rd guy. And he came in, and since day one, first game he played right away on the roster, He plays every snap like it's a privilege and with great respect. And so I'm just glad to see it. And it's not taken away from anybody else. Every guy that gets one probably deserves it. The teams wouldn't be giving it to him. But this is going to be a big one for this team when you're serious and talking about, and that team feels like they're going to have a chance to make the playoffs, that they have that guy in the middle there. Now, on top of all that stuff, what the Marlins did, it's one of the best, I don't know, man, by far the best this year. And saying that, they went out and swept the Giants and Diamondbacks in six games on the West Coast when they were both going through really good, playing both teams playing great baseball. Matter of fact, since then, the Marlins have caught up to the Giants. Just unbelievable. The teams are passing every time they win or sweep somebody, or they're just moving up, getting closer to a playoff position. They're now back at 500. But I got to tell you what they did at home. First of all, it was great to see Woody. More than 100,000 fans showed up Friday, Saturday, and Sunday crowds of 32, 34, and almost 35,000, and saw three really good baseball games. The big comeback Friday night, great pitching Saturday, and really dominated the game after opening, you know, first guy up hit a home run, and then it was just all Marlins after that. Just played great. They've got Houston in town for three, but it's a hell of a story. And I don't know how they're going to treat it nationally. I don't care. But it's a hell of a story here. And we'll actually have the manager. We'll join us a little bit later on. We'll talk to him and Skip and Clayton McCullough and find just as good a series as they've won, swept in a long, long time, because it was the Yankees.
This was the first time ever.
Well, first time ever but to beat the Yankees three straight.
First time ever I can remember talking about the Marlins for something other than
bad
attendance.
Yeah, negative.
Whatever, right.
Well, listen, we do want to thank Yankee fans for filling it up. Let's not forget that the Yankee fans did come out. They wanted to see their team, and it got loud when they do something great.
That's why it's interesting to see. Let's see how it goes. Like, the team's playing as good as they could possibly play, right?
Yeah, but it's been a while.
It's a good product.
It hasn't been.
Let's see how it goes. We've got the Astros in town now.
Well, they're going through this. This was when I saw this, and the Astros got a really good baseball team, and the Yankees without Judge, who's going to be back this week. But I'll tell you what, they've been doing this since this June. This thing is going right into August with. You know, winning two out of three, win five in a row, win four in a row, win seven in a row, or eight in a row. And so anyway, well, you're right. But they kept their guys. I was glad to see that Alcantara stayed around, and Perez and Cabrera have really pitched well, really, really pitched well so far. 5-6 innings, one run, no runs. So just a nice story. And it's from everybody. It's not just starting pitching. The relief pitching has been unbelievable. Stowers, a little cold there for a while, and then if you look at it, what's got 7 or 8 RBI on this trip with a grand slam and a 3-run homer. And
do you think they could finish the season over 500, realistically?
Oh yeah,
you do.
Yeah. Hey, look it. Did you think they'd be 500 with
no.
a third of the season left? I don't look at who they're playing anymore. The only team that just really destroyed them was the Dodgers.
Mm-hmm.
The Dodgers just put batting practice on them, and, you know, it was. But right now.
I mean, you have a shot for the wild card.
You do.
Like, you're more than in the hunt. Like, you got a shot. Do the Mets, are the Mets going to collapse?
Well, it'd be a big collapse because I believe all three teams on the wild card, they're at least 10 games over 500.
Yeah, you got the Cubs, Mets, and Padres.
Yeah. So anyway.
But the teams you're in front of, look, the Giants, same record. Reds are four
games
over. Oh,
no, the Giants doing the towel, too.
No,
Giants
the Reds
start
are four
bringing
games
guys
over.
Up.
Can you catch the Padres? They're 12 games over. I mean, that's obviously
that's pretty
going
good
to be
team.
Difficult.
Yeah,
but.
Pretty good team there. So, but you know what?
You'll get plenty of chances against the Mets.
Well, they got Mets and Phillies with a lot of baseball games coming up here.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing, though, right, with this low payroll, people still – nationally, don't know a lot of the names. I think Alcantara and Stowers, right? After that, Stowers, like, what's he got, 24, 25 home runs now and having himself hell of a year. Ramirez, the catcher, who they got from the Yankees, has quietly had himself really hitting the ball well with power. So some of those moves have worked. And I was just glad to see, and a lot of people said, hey, they could have had a couple of our pitchers, but they wanted a lot for them, and they didn't get it, and they said, we'll keep them. And they did, and so we'll see. As football gets ready to start, as you said, Woody, before, we'll be down with the Miami Hurricanes Thursday, first day of pads. And listen, man, we love going down there. Those guys, they're great. Let us go down on the field. We're standing out there calling plays. No, I'm just joking. But it is cool. we do have a hell of a time down there.
I don't know why he was joking when he said he can suit up, man.
No, he didn't say. Well, he's joking around about that.
I don't know.
No way I'm running around out down there. Like,
you keep in good shape.
Oh, yeah. I'm just in fantastic shape.
You just
thanks, Woody.
The power walk it.
Yeah. little different walking 3 miles in the middle of the day, which, by the way, it's smoking hot out there. But
those kids are a little more athletic now than they were in your day, though.
They've got a real good football team, and I'm looking forward to everything. Looking forward to watching number one quarterback throw the ball, just like last year. And that story has just been. We just heard the national guy before coming on the show. He must have been about 20 minutes on Cam Ward and how good Cam Ward has been, even with a roster that's a little shaky.
Yeah. Well, still. That's nice that someone's talking about Cam Ward. He's the only person around now.
Well, he didn't get a lot of talk during the draft.
Amazing. Remember going in last season how hyped these quarterbacks were because you had Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels? And this year, it is like crickets for Cam Ward, man.
That's all right.
Like, no one seems to care.
Well, look, he puts up big numbers or he gets this. I don't know if it's him as much. I don't think people think much of that roster.
No, and I'd also think the other problem is that Sanders kid in Cleveland. Is he still on a roster in Cleveland?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we're all kind of, hey, man, you want to look for good preseason stories.
Boy, they loved him during the draft.
What the hell's going to happen in Cleveland?
That anchored ESPN's coverage there, watching him slip through the draft.
Well, they had the guys out there all weekend, and fun to go out there, man. I enjoy going to practice and watching. Hey, I got to tell you, Mike's practices have been more physical. They got after it again yesterday. Backed up. He did some different situational football, which you have to do before they practice against Chicago, and they get after it. I'm curious to see what the line of scrimmage is going to look like everybody else, the cornerback. Everybody knows, but they have a lot of guys having really good football camps. They have the Tyreek Hill stuff. You know, it's interesting because he's out there, and he is really going out of his way to be a really good teammate. Guys get hurt. He sprints. I'm just saying. He sprints over there.
And he figured out the short yardage situation.
He figured out some of that,
he's helping the coaches too.
He's helping. Good. No, he did. We'll get into all that stuff. Oh, I knew you'd have that with your sarcasm this morning.
No, it's fine. You know, if anyone can help, right?
But there, look, we need the guy, and I think we have learned when he talks. I'm sure Ann and communications and everybody else is just kind of looking at him like,
I think they brace themselves for
where is he going? So he did. He said he didn't understand the offense for 3 years. He said he didn't take notes for 3 years. I don't know. I might keep that to myself. I don't know. Like, he just came off two of the three greatest years in the history of the franchise. They were. I mean, they were unbelievable. I just don't know, like, hey, man, for the first time, and my coach is pushing me, and it's good. And I'm like, Wes Welker wanted to push you too. So
we just got to get him started a little earlier, getting those kids to the pool.
And then the
that will really be.
I'm not sure what that was about. Was that Omar that came out?
Was it Omar grilling him about that? It's a valid
excuse. I think Omar's the one that he came out late for stretching. Look at
Tyreek doesn't have a pool in his house. He can't just like send him.
I'm guessing it was for lessons, is what I was guessing for. But
you don't think they come to him?
The other one is you made your points now.
Sorry.
Good. I know you haven't been around. Third and short. I guess he goes up to Devon Achane and says, "Hey, man, honestly, you shouldn't be running on third and short. We need one of the bigger backs to run." Which, by the way, probably a good point. I don't know if it needs to come from Tyreek right now. I don't know when they said, "Hey, man, we need you to be a leader." I don't know if that was one of the things. But he goes, "Hey, man, I already told Devon, so don't think I'm talking behind his back. I told him what I thought, and we need Gordon or Wright or one of the other backs, you know, running those situations." Which, by the way, they might do. That might happen. A 210 to 220, 25-pound running back instead of Devon Achane. I'm sure Devon Achane didn't want – I wouldn't want a guy coming up going, "Hey, dude, you shouldn't be in the game." That would be my like, really? Why don't you just show up on time and not worry about me? We need you, but I don't need to hear that stuff. I just – he.
It's all in good fun, though, right?
Hopefully. I hope they all are laughing about it. And and then
I don't know a lot of running backs that would think that's funny.
No, nobody wants to have any. Like, you're trying to get
in
paid.
This day
yeah.
and age, yeah.
yeah. Yeah, you don't need that. Like, but anyway.
Give it to his backup. Let him score the touchdown.
I got to tell you, he looks great out there running around. He and Waddle having great camps. And it's just the other stuff. And I see, you know, Pro Football Talk's got an article on, you know, the late thing again. He just talked about not being late for team and stretching, and he missed one, or he was late for one. So
Omar followed it up, and then Tyreek was like, yeah, I'm in the back reading your tweets.
Is that what he said?
Yeah. Oh, it's not going to change, so Omar. Like, don't you just laugh at this point? I know you guys
honestly,
are big on the being on time
thing. I don't care about that.
Oh, you're done with it now.
I don't care.
Okay.
I don't care. I think he got the message on a lot of other stuff that he got, and I think I'm going to stick with this. A lot of the fan base is not buying it. I think he's a really motivated dude to go out and have a good year. And he doesn't get all the footballs thrown to him. They're getting spread around. Waddle's getting a lot. I'm not reading into it, but yesterday he did get more throws his way and getting their timing and everything else. But
you're right, by the way. I mean, he does say some weird stuff, but
that's
you
all.
Can tell that he's motivated.
Oh no, he's motivated
to have a bounce back. I mean, you know, he's very aware, at least aware of stuff people say.
I gotta tell you, he's signing. He's talked about the fan base. He stayed out. I just watching him when I'm out there. Look, you're gonna watch when you go out to a practice. You're gonna watch Tyreek Hill, and he's a different guy, and Mike's practices have been a lot more physical. I think they're getting a lot more work done, and they got to find out. I'm glad they're being physical. They got to find out, you know, and get a young defensive line ready to go, get an offensive line, find some backups. So a lot of good things, a lot of good things. Please don't read into in the first week of practice of what you think is going to happen. I get it. They're reporting everything, and they should. Cornerback position, not exactly where you want to be. I'm guessing it'll be fine by the time this thing rolls around. By the way, I'll tell you who is playing really well and off to a great start in camp, and that's Minkah Fitzpatrick. Had another interception yesterday down on the goal line on a drill, and ran it back. I don't know. Tyreek obviously caught him at about 70 yards, but catches everybody. See, that was the other thing. I was like, damn, Tyreek on this hot-ass day decided to go ahead and chase him and got out in front of him, and everybody just stopped. God, I'd like to be able to run like that just one time. That would have been fun. All right, we got to go to break, man. Got a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff going on here. And Omar will join us a little bit later on. We'll get into the whole thing, Omar, and all the other stuff. Austin Jackson is going to miss some time. So right now, and again, we don't have our starting five. Boy, it's been hard for us to get the starting five together for any amount of time at all. So Larry Borum, Jackson Carmen, and Keon Smith will get the next guy up and get some chances to see what they can do. Right now, though, I want to talk about some different things here as we're talking this morning. Sports-related injuries, man. I hate talking about them, but sooner or later, they happen to everybody. And when they do, man, you know, you always want to go to the best. I get it. We're lucky down here. We got Baptist Health South Florida. Saw a lot of the folks from Baptist Health out there this weekend. And, boy, people ask me almost all the time about their sports medicine program and how hard is it to get in to see these doctors. And who are they taking care of again, Joe? And I'm going, well, they take care of Inter-Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, the Miami Dolphins, high school, college, and professional athletes from all over South Florida. In some cases, a lot of athletes come in from all over the country because they have some of the top specialists in the business. Knee, shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement, Achilles doctors. They've seen it all. Along with the team doctors they have a lot of experience. They've seen your situation. Let's be honest. If you're competitive, doesn't matter, kid's age, your age, sooner or later we're going to get injured. That's just a fact. And when you do, you want to see the best in the business. And we have one of the top sports medicine programs in the country right here in our backyard with three great facilities, Doctor's Hospital in Coral Gables, out of Hard Rock Stadium, right next to the training facility, and 595 in Pine Island in Plantation. All you have to do is visit baptisthealth.net/ortho, get an appointment set up to see some of those great doctors. All they do is see athletes morning, noon, and night. One goal, it's about getting you healthy, playing the sports you love the most.
Important because football is a team sport, and I think whenever whenever guys, you know, are able to see me come out here and scritch with them, you know, it just keeps the engine rolling, you know what I'm saying, with the whole team. So it is important. The one day I did miss, though, I was just dropping the kids off to the pool. So, I mean, besides that, I'm out here every day, dog.
The longest time, though, you were coming out after everybody. Is that because you're stretching inside, or what's going on there?
No, I was just trying to see what I was talking about on Twitter before I came out. That's a serious answer, though. Was this last year?
Yeah,
that's a serious answer then. What? Did you want me to say more? You want me to expound on that? That's all I got to say. I just wanted to see what you guys were posting before I came out.
Well, I tell you what, I'd like everybody to post that you keep catching footballs on deep crossing routes and comebacks and a couple of takeoffs and get that passing game like it looked a couple years ago. That's all I care about right now. Anyway, that was Tyreek Hill talking a little bit about taking the kids to swimming pool or swimming lessons or something. So anyway, the Miami Dolphins will be practicing and then taking off here on Wednesday to get set to have a practice with the Chicago Bears and then a game on Sunday, 1 o'clock game Sunday, and everybody will get a chance. I'm guessing we got a lot of guys going to be playing. We got a lot of young folks, and you'll get to see all the draft picks. And so anyway, we have a lot of news just to get you caught up on everything. Austin Jackson probably going to be out a few weeks, but is expected to be back for the opener against the Colts. So that's good news. I'm guessing by just Larry Borum and Keon Smith and Jackson Carmen will all get a chance to show and what they can do and get a lot of work at left and probably some work at right tackle too as you look for some backup tackles that may have to play. We just have not been able to get the starting five together. They also signed Jermaine Ifedi, 31-year-old that was with Seattle. He's got a whole bunch of starts. He's in here and keep some more bodies in here while they're doing it. And then the cornerback position, just looking some guys you can trust. And looks like right now Storm Duck has turned into guy number one guy, been the most consistent guy out there and coming off a year where he did get a lot of playing time as a rookie free agent last year. Kendall Sheffield and Cornell Armstrong and Mike Hilton and Jack Jones and all the rest of those guys will also and all the young guys, I'm not leaving out names, will all get their chances now. This week, though, picks up in a big way. Now, you're not going against the same guys at practice. You're going to be going against, and these practices will get treated a little bit like a preseason football game for some of these guys. So you want to get your work in and see how they play and try to fill it in. I got to tell you, man, I feel really good about the front seven, especially the front seven. I think the outside, the pass rush, I feel good even inside with the guys, and the linebackers have been really, really good. The linebackers, Willie Gay, seems like he makes a play or two. Had another one bounce into his hands off a receiver. Just seems to have an interception just about every day. So he's been good. I do want to talk about this because I went all in, and I want to let everybody know because I had people looking at me all weekend. Quinn Hewers looks really good. In the situations he's in, looks really, really good. He does. I don't think it's going to change, especially since Mike's already said that he's not going to be the backup quarterback. They got another guy named Wilson, Zach Wilson, who has made some great throws, got the big arm, hasn't been as consistent in his opportunities as Hewers has. That's true. And I just tell everybody this. You're going to get to see both those guys in preseason football. And I'm guessing both get to work with the same guys, a lot of the same guys. So you'll be able to, you won't say, well, that one guy's playing with twos, the other guy's playing with threes. I'm guessing they'll cross it over so they both get lots of chances. But I got to tell you, man, Quinn Ewers' arm is a lot stronger. I noticed before, but I really noticed this weekend, and not only strong, but really accurate. Really, really accurate guy. So he is he's doing what he should, man. There's no pressure on him. He knows where he fits into everything, and he's just going to go, I'm just going to keep making throws, and I want people talking about me. That's all. And that's the way he's played. He has been really, really good. Now, nobody's had a game plan, and for everybody that's on this thing, and I heard all the guys going back and forth, Skylar Thompson, that's all. Say that. Looked great in preseason. He looked so good, we kept him on the 53. And by the way, this guy will be kept on the 53 too. There's no way they're not going to keep this guy on the 53 because they put him on the practice squad. His ass going to get picked up. The word is spread already, and we'll see how he plays, obviously, and in the preseason. But Quinn Ewers looks good. He looks like I'm all for let's keep working with him. He gets noticed, and then he makes a throw when you're there, and you look to see what jersey it is. He has looked good. Tua's obviously had a really good camp. I don't want to take away. It's just I expect Tua to have a good camp with his guys that he's with and when he's got time to throw. But, quarterback situation is one everybody's going to be watching because of the history of Tua and the importance that you want to know you still have a chance to win games if he does go down. And hopefully that doesn't happen. So we got a lot of stuff. A lot of good stuff, man, this morning to talk about. Everybody's coming back and getting set, and the Marlins making these last 50 games look pretty fun to watch. And like, okay, you got my attention. It's start of football, but I'm going to be watching to see. And what a show they just put on, sweeping. Been able to take all three games from the Yankees with the brooms out, man. That was just unbelievable. All right, we got 7 o'clock hour coming up here this morning. Want to say welcome back to Woody as is here. And, hey, by the way, Woody, while you were gone, big date over the weekend. Jamie had the big date, and he told me things are good.
You're getting involved in that?
Of course. Jamie comes in to talk to me about the dating situation. Said it was good.
I wasn't here.
She doesn't listen, does she, Jamie? She's not a listener, is she?
Yeah, that's a
not
big,
yet. Okay,
big mistake.
All right, you could have gone on the mic. It would have been fine. I want to make sure you're okay there. All right, Atlantic Men's Clinic.
Don't mess this guy up. All right, man. Jeez.
Hey, Jamie, I know you don't need Atlantic Men's Clinic. Okay, I'm not. You're way too young. But I got to tell you, that's not the case for the rest of us. Low T, man. It's a terrible thing. ED follows, and when they're together, oh, I had them both following me around. Oh, my God, was it bad. I got to tell you, thank you, Atlantic Men's Clinic. Thank you. Oh, my gosh, the results, so good. When they talk about turning back the clock and making you feel good again, your energy level, to go watch practice and then head home, put your tennis stuff on and go play in the heat and get a massive great sweat like you used to and stretching and then come home and have a nice dinner with my wife, chase her around a little bit. Sometimes I catch her, sometimes I don't, but I got to tell you, man, Atlantic Men's Clinic works. You're going to have great results. It's going to happen to every guy out there that's laughing and thinks this thing is funny. I get it. Nobody wants. Men will talk a little bit about having low T because they get that everybody has low T. You start to lose it in your 30s. But ED does follow, and every man will have both at some point. When you do, go to Atlantic Men's Clinic. You're in for great results. The T, the PSA test, you meet with their professional staff. 7 locations in South Florida, including a brand new one in Hollywood for you. If you're looking to get your energy back to really enjoy this summer, especially what's left, and get out there and be able to enjoy with your family and run around a little bit more than you used to and stay active and not be tired all the friggin' time, 877-455-7300. Set up that first appointment, man. Great results. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com.